Just to wrap up, yeah. This has been great, by the way.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you.
It's fun to talk about, actually.
This is great. you're lighting my fires. So, is there anything we haven't covered? Anything that matters to you about worship, about leading worship, about the body worshiping together? Something we haven't covered, you think you'd like to put it on record and share with us all?
I think it's for the song leaders and the part singers, the people in the worship. I think it's the kind of the concept, maybe two concepts of definitely leading the song. You kind of have to know where you're going so that people can follow you. I think I can sometimes have an insecurity in leadership outside of song leading. It's odd because I'm like, man, I haven't been taught or trained. I was president of an engineering organization and I didn't seek any advice, and so that was definitely a life lesson. But when I was asked to do like a class on song leading, I realized one of the points is like, if you know where you're going in the song, then you can be confident, and then your song leaders, your part singers are confident, and the church is confident. So you have to know where you're going. It's like, well, that's leadership in general. You have to have an idea of where you're going. So I think just taking the time to think through a worship service, taking the time to think through the songs and what you're going to do. Why am I going to do this song? What do I want it to feel like? Where do I want people to go? And then explaining that very clearly to the part singers, because I really think if your church is one that has part singers up there with the song leader, I think there's some that just still has a song leader up there, no part singers. But if you have part singers, empowering and encouraging your song leaders or your part singers to know where they're going to, like, and being very clear in that direction, so that the congregation can follow with just a whole, like, no distractions. They can just follow and sing with all their heart. And it's okay to learn ad-libbing and learn praying through a song, or learn speaking in a way that doesn't distract people in a song, but just helps continue to direct them closer to God. And I would just say, also, just in knowing where you want to go with the song, definitely build it up. Don't start big, because you wind up exhausted by the third verse, you know. And I think I've just kind of, it's not an opportunity. It can be tempting, especially if you practice a good note, like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, that's tempting and it's fun to do, but it's not about us. I strongly believe it's like just showing people how awesome God is and how great it is to worship and sing to God. So if you need to do something that might be a little emotional, hey, that's great. If it connects, if you can point people to God with that, then do it. And you might have to practice what you say and what you pray during there. You still want it to be authentic, but you might want to think about what you share there. And so just point people to God and have courage, but give very clear direction. And if that means you have to take some time to think about it sometimes. Because when it's clear, I've seen that the congregation can just sing so much more freely when they can follow you easily, and people will follow you if you know where you're going. If you're kind of unsure about, oh, what am I going to do here? You miss a verse, you miss words, because I'm busy thinking about what am I going to do next. So, that's real big to me, I think, and I want to take that back to San Diego as well.
So it can flow, and people can be not so much carried along with it, but at least not distracted out of it.
Not
that sense of the presence of God.
Right. I feel it's like sometimes people are really even getting there. Like, I personally think in some services it does take. Everyone can connect with God in different parts of the service. We've had some worship services that we did some worship concerts, like just spend 2 hours singing, praying, reading scriptures. It sometimes takes time, presence. Just like, I don't care about who is around me. I just, it's me singing to God and me just connecting with God. And you're right about to get to that point, and something just jars them right out. I feel like it's hyper, you know, Star Trek, and you're going in the hyperspeed, and then something just knocks them out. It's like, oh no, and then they have to get back into it. So whatever you can do to remove those obstacles so that people can just connect, that I think that just takes, it takes practice and it takes clear direction. And so you thought about it, and then God will bless it. God can bless it without practice. But I think it really shows kind of a care for, like, man, I really just want people to connect with God. I want to remove all obstacles, so I'm going to practice these things.
That's really helpful.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's really going to help everybody that has a chance to listen to this or watch it. So thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thank you.
We're bonded now.
Yes.
All right, the UK and San Diego.
Yes, that's awesome.
So
it's awesome. Hello to the UK church. Hello, UK church.
Hello, San Diego.
Yes.
Give them a love.
Yes. Thank you, Malcolm. I appreciate it.
Daniel, thank you.
Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Leave us a review, click the like button and the subscribe button, and let's keep learning about the best ways to help not only ourselves, but those we lead to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Until the next time, take care and God bless.